Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again, and welcome to this program, and thank you for listening in. And today we're going to start a brand new study. We recently was on the letter F, and we will be on the letter F again. I had mentioned to you in the introduction that through the ABCs of Christian Growth, there might be a possibility that we'll duplicate a letter so that we can study another subject. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. The letter F for the family, the study that we previously did was study number 6. Well, this will be study number 6A, and it's the letter F, and we're going to talk about forgiveness and forgiving. Forgiveness and forgiving. It's going to be a very interesting study and a lot of scripture, and I hope you got your pencil and your paper and that you're ready to write these scriptures down. Of course, if my memory works right and I don't forget like I usually do, then I'll give them to you at the end of each one of these programs. And you can go back and make sure that you get in your Bible and turn that lamp on, get you a cup of coffee, and go over these scriptures and read what God has said in these studies and make sure that you know what the Bible says. Because that's what we're studying, and that's what we want to know is what God's Word says. We don't want to take any advice from this world today or the devil, or even trust this flesh, what it thinks about forgiveness and forgiving. We want to know what the Lord says. So we're going to begin that today. And I think I've already given you all the scriptures for all the last studies that we have. And I want to remind you, before we get going with this, that if you ever want these studies in written form, then you can get a hold of me at this email address. Let me give it to you. It's lowercase ilovewmr@gmail.com. That's ilovewmr@gmail.com. And if you wanted to email me, I'll send you these and you can print them and you'll have the whole series when you're done and you can use them to teach others. And there's, of course, no charge. The Bible says buy the truth and sell it not. But there ain't no charge for God's Word, and there never should be. I also have all of the scriptures for each study on paperwork too. And they're all in order and they go, right down alongside with all the study. It's very simplified and ABC style. And, that's the way I have to have it, right? And that's the way, you'll find out that you like to have it too. You just won't admit it. Okay, well, forgiveness and forgiving. Let me read you a scripture here. Listen to this. The Bible says this in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14. And you, that's me and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Isn't that wonderful? Let me ask you something. What good would it be to study the Word of God if there wasn't forgiveness as a subject in the Word of God? If forgiveness was not part of the Scriptures and forgiveness, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But most people hadn't read the next verse. The next verse in John 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, what is being saved? Well, being saved, forgiveness is part of being saved. the Bible has a lot to say about forgiveness. And as we begin this study, let's go ahead and just break down the truth about how the world thinks about forgiveness. When's the last time you heard somebody say the word forgive? When's the last time you ever heard it? I mean, seriously, when is the last time that you heard, and you might be have a privilege of having a Christian family, and that's beautiful, and you might have heard it recently in your church, or have a good fellowship that you go to, and a good assembly that you attend, and that's wonderful. But in society, in this world today, and that's what I'm talking about, when's the last time you've seen any examples of forgiving or forgiveness or somebody saying the words, forgive, I forgive you, or thank you for forgiving me, or I'm sorry, I need to be forgiven, would you please forgive me? When's the last time you've seen or heard anything like that? Been a while, hasn't it? And it's far, few, and in between. In this generation in which we live today, forgiveness and forgiving is rare. It's rarely, if at all, a spoken or an exercised subject in the world today. But even more scary is that it's not among Christians. It is never heard being given or received in open or privately among men. Among women, among fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and friends and relatives and co-workers and bosses and employees and all the rest of them. Out of all the people that we're around in a day's time, forgiveness and forgiving is probably one of the most exempt things in society and in our lives that we don't run across. And according to the scriptures, it should be one of the top matters, one of the most spoken of things, one of the most given and received things in the scriptures. It's not discussed in schools among the people of any ages anymore. All these children getting on these Facebooks and on these and on all these phones and these little iPads and all this stuff, and kids getting on there and talking about one another to the point to where they make them go out and kill themselves. That's not forgiveness. That's so far away from forgiveness that it's crazy. The schools absolutely are not teaching forgiveness at all. This generation today cannot describe or define what true Bible forgiveness is, or to give it or to receive it. Forgiveness should be one of the most understood truths taught to Christians, and is being stolen out of the minds and hearts of the body of Christ by the enemy. And when we say enemy, we're talking about the world. The world has absolutely nothing to do. Now, you get on that television and you watch that television for 10 hours straight and ask and write down every time you see something about forgiveness that's genuine or forgiving that's genuine. I bet you wouldn't even have to. You could write it on one finger if you had to use any ink at all. It's non-existent. The world, the flesh, that flesh is not forgiven. That flesh ain't leave you alone about nothing, does it? It don't forgive. And the devil sure doesn't forgive. He's a liar and the father of it. There's no truth in him. And if there ain't no truth in him, then there ain't no forgiveness in him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2 and verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, I remind you, let's just get in a frame of mind of forgiveness and forgiving while we're talking about these scriptures and how they apply to that subject and how they apply to us in that subject. The Bible says that for us not to be conformed to the world. The world is one of the enemies. The systematic thing of the world that's going on today, and the society and this socialist thing that's going on today is anti-scriptural. It's against the scriptures, and it's against what the Lord tells us. And as far as forgiving and forgiveness, the world has no idea how to do that. There's always a side catch to it or something in it for me or something in it for you for forgiveness and forgiving to be exercised in the world. It's more of a business transaction rather than it is from the heart and as a spiritual matter. Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." We see what the Bible teaches us about how to treat that flesh and what to think about it, and that we have an enemy that's attached to us, the flesh, and that the Bible says if we live after the way that the flesh wants to live, we're going to die. And that's definitely not, if you, anything that'll kill you is definitely not forgiveness and forgiving. And that flesh is not interested in forgiving. It's not interested in asking for forgiveness or giving out forgiveness. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27, and then again also in chapter 6 and verse 11, it says, "Neither give place to the devil." Don't give him any place at all. Let me ask you something. Would it be giving place to the devil if somebody needed to hear forgiveness from you and you didn't give it? Is that giving place to the devil? Is it giving place to the devil when you've been walking around for years and spending your entire life being burdened and having a weight on you because somebody owes you an apology and won't give it to you? Yeah. Neither give place to the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Against the wiles. And when it talks about those wiles, it's talking about some kind of seductive, sneaky, real sneaky things that he works up, these plots that he works up to take you out. And the Bible says that that's what he's interested in, is destroying you, to devour you, the Bible says exactly. Now, this thing about forgiveness and Christians that's being stolen out of the minds and the hearts of the body of Christ by the enemy, it's passed over as unimportant to the Christian life, or anybody's life for that matter. In this study, let's use the truths of the Holy Scriptures to see and to understand what forgiveness really means. And with God the Holy Ghost help, we're going to rekindle the truths that the Lord Jesus Christ taught and granted to us concerning forgiveness and forgiving. But forgiveness and forgiving is something that's done on purpose, folks. It's not something that just pops up all of a sudden or something that you wish for. It takes sacrifice and it takes purpose in order for forgiveness and forgiving, Bible forgiveness and forgiving, to work. But it does work. And it does heal, and it does do all of the things. You see, the world wants the benefits of forgiveness and forgiving without having to be part of it. They want to be forgiven, but they're not willing to do what it takes to be forgiven. They want to forgive, but they're not willing to do what it takes to forgive, you see. And the Holy Ghost teaches us these things, and there's a lot of scripture in the scripture. There's a lot of Bible that the Lord and all the apostles talked about, and that they give us scriptures concerning this forgiveness and forgiving. And you can say what you want to, my friend, my brother and sister that's listening to this. You can say what you want to, but everybody has something in their life concerning forgiveness and needing forgiveness and forgiving and giving out forgiveness. Everybody has something. You have an issue with that some way or another in your life that is burdening you, that is holding you back, that is a stumbling block, or it's just a bad taste in your mouth or in your mind that you wish would be gone. And you know the scripture gives us a treasure map of how to get rid of that and make it go away, or at least to put it up on a shelf where you don't have to deal with it anymore and you can move on and get it out in front of your walking path. You know you can do that? But it's something that needs, it's something that has to be done on purpose. And it's something that has to be, that needs to be done on purpose. And it's something that needs to be done with sincerity and truth. If you're going to come at forgiveness and forgiving in the subject of forgiveness and forgiving, according to the scriptural way, if you're going to come at it with a deceitful, I'm going to see if I can trick forgiveness, and I'm going to see if I can trick forgiving and get what I need and not really have to go through with it, it ain't going to work. You're going to be the fool in that, and always have been. Anytime we try, it's forgiveness and forgiving is definitely characteristics of the Lord. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that our Lord is a forgiving Lord and He loves forgiveness? The Bible says that He stands ready to forgive. I picture Him standing there, and every time I mess up and I turn to Him, He's standing there with both hands out, and just saying, come on TV, just come on, it's okay, come on, it's all right. And He's standing there. The Bible says He stands ready to forgive. The Bible says my tongue's getting wrapped up because my brain ain't fast enough, but the Bible says when a Christian dies, that it's precious unto the Lord. The death of His saints is precious to Him. You know, another thing that's precious to the Lord is forgiveness. That is something that the living God, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, loves, is to be able to forgive. That's what the Lord is seeking, and that's what's holding the Lord Jesus back from coming to get us, is that He wants to forgive. The Lord's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And what's repentance? Repentance is turning to the Lord for forgiveness. For forgiveness. If you won't say you're sorry, you can't be forgiven. You have to assume part of the liability in order for things to change. Now, when it comes to this forgiveness and forgiving, we're going to take it, and we've got a lot of subjects that we're going to go over, and we're probably going to have several of these recordings on this, and I'm trying to keep it in a kind of an introductory type of thing having to do with forgiveness and forgiving, and to get you to understand that forgiveness and forgiving is a bigger subject in your life than you might think. And it's a bigger, it's more large of a, of an import, it's more important to you and your being and your living on this earth while we're waiting on the Lord than you might realize. And there's some of you out there that is going to live the next 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 30 years, the next 40 years, and the next 50 years, and you're not going to do nothing about that need of forgiveness or forgiving. And you're just going to grit your teeth and live with it for the rest of your life. And there's some of you out there, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to, and you shouldn't. God didn't make us, He did not make, or is not willing that Christians should live that way, that the body of Christ should live that way. The Lord made, forgiveness and forgiving, for instantaneous, healing and for, correcting problems in the body of Christ immediately. Forgiveness and forgiving is the healing power and the holding power of the body of Christ, or at least part of it. You know, the Holy Ghost is going to help us through the Word of God to understand this thing of forgiveness and forgiving. And I hope that as we study through this, that whatever the Holy Ghost reminds you of, or say, He might have already reminded you of something already. If you're sincere about being a Christian and walking before the Lord, The Lord's not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And at the same time that we tell, the Lord says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Aren't you glad that the Lord keeps His word and that every time you ask Him to forgive you for that same thing, that He forgives you every single time? What would we do without that? What a mess we would be in, both mind, body, and spirit, if the Lord wasn't the way He is. Isn't that tremendous? We have a wonderful, tremendous Lord when it comes to this forgiving and forgiveness. Everybody needs forgiveness. Everybody needs forgiveness. But they not only need it, they need to know that they need it. And they not only need to be able to give it, but they need to be known by the person that they're giving it to. We're going to get into that. When people forgive, and the forgiveness that's in the world today, even among, I'm not going to spend any time talking about the world and the forgiveness. It's a waste of time. They have a theatrical type of forgiveness and forgiving. Most of you that are in my generation and my age, you grew up and your mama and your daddy taught you, you say you're sorry. Didn't they? What happened to that? Most mama and daddy, they would have somebody, if one of your brothers and your sisters and or something happened that somebody offended you, they would tell them to say they're sorry. And at the same time, they would expect you to give forgiveness at that time. You was taught that, wasn't you? If you are anywhere from 40 to 60 years old, you probably taught it. 40-year-old was right on the edge of it, because forgiveness and forgiving is something in these generations now. Our young folks and the teenagers and even in the 20s and 30-year-olds as generations that are losing or have lost forgiveness and forgiving, and it's not something that's in society now. But nevertheless, it's very, very important, and I thank you for listening into this study, and we're going to have a wonderful time learning about this. Let me ask you this. Have you ever forgiven anybody? Have you? Well, if you have forgiven somebody, how do you know you forgive them? What's the proof? What's the fruit that you forgave somebody? You said, Brother TV, yeah, I've forgiven somebody. Well, how do you know that you forgive them? We're going to find that out. Has anybody ever forgiven you? How do you know they forgave you? How do you know it? Well, we're going to find that out. Do you think forgiveness is necessary or important? There's some people that don't. You know, the world today, they think forgiveness is a sissified thing. Do you like or dislike the idea of forgiveness? Well, we're going to see what the Bible says. And we're going to not think about what the world says. The Bible says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. That's in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Now, in the Bible, in God's Word, there are some words, some synonyms that are used for the word forgiveness that are in the same category of whatever discussion has been, the context that's in the Scripture. There are other words that the Scripture uses. Even though the Scripture does, the Holy Ghost does actually use the words, they are Bible words, forgive, forgiven, forgiveness, forgivenesses, forgiveth, and forgiving are all Bible words. The Lord chose to use those in every. You heard how many I said already. There was six or seven of them there that the Lord used in different ways and shape and forms in the scriptures to talk to us about the truth of forgiveness and forgiving. Now, could you imagine the Bible without the subject of forgiving in it? It would be a silly book, wouldn't it? How can you talk about a Savior without talking about forgiveness? Because that's one of the biggest needs of mankind, is how am I going to be, where am I going when I die? And if God is real and I have to stand before Him, how do I get forgiven? Because I know what the conversation's going to be about. So forgiveness is one of the top subjects and the most important subjects in the scriptures. And even after we are born again and the Lord has saved us and forgiven us our trespasses, it becomes even one of the top five subjects in the scriptures, or top three probably, subjects in the scriptures to the body of Christ. To the body of Christ. Now, could you imagine the Bible without the subject of forgiving? How could we be helped in any way if there were not forgiveness? If there was not forgiveness, we couldn't. Along with these words, forgive, forgiven, forgiveness, forgivenesses, forgiveth, forgiving, and all these words, along with these words above that I just got through reciting for you, there's other ways that the Lord expressed His forgiveness in the Word of God. In Isaiah right there, we just read in chapter 43, verse 25, it said, I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. So we see, what did He use in that scripture right there in Isaiah to show us forgiveness and forgiving? He said, I, even I, am He that blotteth out. That blotteth out. Okay. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28, the Bible says, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. You see another word in there that the scripture uses concerning forgiveness and forgiving. Remission. Remission of sins. And we see another one, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. These are synonyms. These are words that the Lord chose to use, that uses, that you'll see in the scriptures that are using for the subject of forgiveness and forgiving. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. We say, what's the word in that verse? Pardon. Pardon. The Lord will abundantly pardon. And I want you to look at the attitude of the Lord in these scriptures when it talks about Him remembering, not remembering your sins anymore and blotting them out. The Lord said, I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions. The Lord takes the responsibility of forgiving and blotting out personally. Do you see that? That's the character of the Lord. The Bible says, for this is my blood of the New Testament. Did you get that? That's the Lord Jesus Christ talking. And He said, which is shed for many for the remission of sins, forgiveness. But He said, for this is my blood. The Lord Jesus Christ took responsibility for forgiveness. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, we just read, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. You see that? The Lord wants us to know that He wants to forgive us. That He wants us to be interested in forgiveness, not only interested in it, but desiring it and seeking it. And when you get your walk right with the Lord, and I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying if it is, you will agree with me that forgiveness and forgiving is a top-of-the-line subject to you. The Lord said He would abundantly pardon. Now in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, we see another one. Listen to this. And they shall teach, no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I, there's His personality, He's taking responsibility, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Whole lot of secrets about forgiveness and truths and doctrine about this thing of forgiveness in that verse. He said, For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. There is a major, that is some major truth right there concerning forgiveness and forgiving, and we will get into that. But you see there that he said that he said, I will forgive their sin, and that he would remember it no more. Okay, talking about forgiveness. Let me give you one more here. 2 Corinthians chapter 30, verse 18 through 20. The Bible says, For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord pardon everyone that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord hearkened unto Hezekiah and healed the people. You see that word? And the Lord hearkened unto Hezekiah and healed the people. The scriptures talk about forgiveness and talk about forgiving as a healing. As a healing. It talks about them as something that is not remembered anymore. It talks about something that is pardoned, abundantly pardoned. It talks about something that is remitted, the remission of sins. And it talks about something that the Lord says that on purpose He will remember no more. He will remember no more. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad we got a God like we got. You know, Buddha, you talk about all the Arabs and the Indians and the Buddhists and all the Hare Krishna and all them, all that kind of stuff. Those people don't walk around feeling forgiven. They still have the burden of responsibility and liability on them when it comes to their sin. They don't have a God that tells them, I have forgiven you, and you don't have to worry about it no more. If you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you've believed in Him according to the Scriptures, and you've asked Him to save you and called upon Him, He's done what He said He would do. He has saved you, and your name is written in heaven, and you're on your way to glory, and there's no way for you to get out of it. And I don't know anybody that would want to, but among all that, you have God's promise that He has forgiven you. He's not only forgiven you, and He's not only forgiven you, but He's taken away your sins. They're completely taken away. They're nailed to the cross. And the Lord's promise applies to you that He's not going to remember them anymore. The Lord forgets on purpose. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. Listen to this. It says, King Henry VI of England had it said to him, he never forgot anything but injuries. Of Cranmer, it was said, if you want to get a favor from him, do him a wrong. Something to that, isn't there? Emerson said of Lincoln, his heart was as great as the world, but there was no room in it for the memory of a wrong. That's something that would be a compliment said about you, wouldn't it? As far as forgiveness and remembering people's sin, where people have sinned against you and tried to harm you and wronged you. Spurgeon gives this advice: cultivate forbearance till your heart yields a fine crop of it. Pray for a short memory as to unkindness. The best thing to give to your enemy is forgiveness. To an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To your child, a good example. To a father, deference. To your mother, conduct that will make her proud of you. And to yourself, respect. And to all men, charity. Lord Balfour said that. You know, forgiveness is very important. And I'm glad we're on this subject. And I'm glad that we're working, that we're getting started working on this. And we're going to go through some topics having to do with forgiveness. And the next thing that we're going to go through on this next recording is, what is the basis of forgiveness? What holds forgiveness up? What is the basis? What's the foundation of forgiveness? What's the basis of forgiveness? How can I say this is how I got forgiveness? This is how I know on the basis of I have forgiveness on the basis of. Then we're going to talk about what's the significance of forgiveness. What does forgiveness actually do? Then we're going to talk about forgiveness, how much, how long, and what is the measure? What saith the Lord? I know every one of us is interested in that one. How long is forgiveness? How many times? And all that. What's the Bible say? What are the benefits of forgiving one another? Is forgiveness just something that I'm supposed to do and it doesn't go any farther than that? Or does it carry on into eternity? Does it have profit? Does it have fruit? We're going to find that out. We're going to see some scriptural examples of forgiveness and forgiving. There's all kinds of forgiveness in the scriptures. I'm talking about with individuals and heroes of the faith and our Bible brothers and sisters and that have shown us good examples of forgiving. It's all in the scriptures. We're going to see that stuff. So we will do that. Let me give you the scriptures for today, and you can go over those until we get this next recording going and talk about the things that I just mentioned. Here they are. Are you ready? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. And chapter 6, verse 11. Now, those three scriptures right there was where we talked about the enemy in the beginning of this program here. Now, here are the scriptures talking about, particularly about the synonyms, the other statements, the other words, the other descriptions the Bible uses concerning forgiveness and forgiving. Even though forgiveness and forgiving and forgiveness and all that, forgiveth and forgiving, they're all scriptural words. In every way that you can think forgiveness can be written, it's probably in the scriptures. I know that I mentioned six or seven of them there. But that'd be an interesting thing. Get your concordance out and look up forgiveness and forgiving and just see how many different ways that the scripture and how many scriptures and the multitude of Bible that the Lord chose to talk about forgiveness. Here's the other scriptures. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18 through 20. And there's where we'll stop. That's the scriptures for today's recording. And what we're talking about is forgiveness and forgiving. Study number 6A, the letter F. And going to be good. And we get a lot of things fixed in our life and addressed in our life concerning this forgiveness and forgiving. Let me ask you a question. If you could have, if there was something that the Lord could help you with and to iron out as far as a problem in your life, if He would help you with forgiveness and to get this thing of forgiveness and being forgiven straightened up to where you could live peaceably when it comes to that subject, would you want to? Of course we would. Of course we would. Well, the scriptures make it possible. And all we have to do is incorporate it. And it takes courage. It takes consistency. It takes long suffering. And but the fruit of it is tremendous. The fruit of it is tremendous. And it's truth and it's real. And it won't backbite you. And it won't deceive you. Not scriptural forgiveness and scriptural forgiving. So we'll talk about that some more, okay? And I pray that you have a wonderful afternoon and evening or whatever it is you're having. And we'll get more into forgiveness and forgiving in the next program. Bye-bye.